Today's shiur is Masech the Sanhedrin Daf Samach Dalad. We will begin on Daf Samach Dalad Amud Aleph, 6 lines from the top. The Gemara continues to discuss, as we discussed in the previous shiur, the halachas of the connection that unfortunately Klal Yisrael had to Avodah Zarah. Toshma, the pasuk says regarding the Anshei Knesset Hagdoila, V'yizaku b'kol gadol el Hashem elokeihem, they cried out to Hashem. Ask the Gemara, my Omer, exactly what were their cries? Omer Rabbi Yehuda v'Tamer Rabbi Yonasan, bye, they cried out. Hainu, they said regarding the Yetzahara. Hainu, this is the Yetzahara that caused Achrave Lebeisei, that the Beis Hamikdash should be destroyed, the Kalya LaHechel, and that the Hechel should be burnt, the Katlina LaTzadikim, and that the Tzadikim should be killed, the Glinu LaYisrael Marayu, and that Klal Yisrael should go into Golus, the Dain Humaragna Menon, and he still dances amongst us. Klum Yehaftalon, didn't you give us, they said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yetzahara, to help us, the Kabule by Agra, to give us schar by overcoming the Yetzahara. So they said to Hashem, Loi Ihu Be'inon, we don't want the Yetzahara, Loi Agra Be'inon, nor do we want the schar that the Yetzahara brings. We just can't overcome the Yetzahara. So we see that they were very connected to the Yetzahara. So how does that fit with what we learned in the previous year, that they only worshipped the Yetzirah because they wanted to be able to do Gilui Arayis? Answers the Gemara, as the Gemara answered previously, Basa Davikabad. Our Gemara is referring after they became attached to the Yetzirah, they became extremely attached to it. So the Gemara, since we just mentioned this entire episode, the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila davened for the destruction of the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah, so the Gemara discusses that episode. Says the Gemara, Yasvi v'talosu yarem v'tanesa, they sat in a fast for 3 days. And boy rachmi, to daven to Hashem that he should destroy that Yetzahara. And says the Gemara, Nafkaloi piskam mirikia, a note came down from Shemayim, davik sibay emes, that the word emes was written on it. And in fact, I saw the Mefarshim explain that this is very similar to what happened when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. The Gemara says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, there was a debate between Emes and Shalom, should the world be created or not. And the Pasuk says, Hislach Shemayim Aretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw down Emes from the Shemayim. So here too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw down this note, showing that he's willing to, so to speak, change the world. And now we won't have the word emes in the world. We won't have that yetzar in the world. Amar Rav Chanina, says the Gemara, since HaKadosh, we see that the Gemara says that Hashem used emes as his sign, Shema Minah, from here we see the Chosman Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes. The sign of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes. And I saw that many Mefarshim give different reasons why is the sign of HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes. So one pshat that I saw is that what somebody would want to use as a sign is specifically something that can't be forged. The one thing that could certainly never be forged is emes. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose emes as his sign. Another pshat that I saw is that there are many different attributes that people could have that are very similar to the attributes of Hashem. Hashem is known to be the Rachum V'Chanan, and so too can a person be a Rachum V'Chanan. The one thing that a person cannot in any way emulate of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an emes. The emes of Hashem is a total different emes of people. Another pshat that I saw is that the Rambam says tachlis, the tachlis of a person is leida, is that he should know that shaloya idaya, that he should know that he really doesn't know anything. Why is that such an important goal? Because our Gemara is teaching us, says say to Mefarshim that emes is such an important quality. The one thing that a person could be 100% sure of is that he doesn't know everything. And that's why it's most appropriate when the Rambam says, Tachas ha'odam shi'edeya, the Tachas says that a person should know that he indeed doesn't really know. In fact, I saw the Mefarshim, the Chiddush HaRim, goes on to say a very interesting vart. He says, in a way, we could understand why the acts of Rishoim are considered more powerful than the acts of Tzadikim. Because when a Rasha does his rishis, he does it be'emes. He does it completely. On the other hand, when a Tzadik does his tzidkis, it isn't done so perfectly. It isn't done be'emes. And our Gemara is teaching us that the Chosmah Yishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes. And therefore, the acts of Rishoyim are unfortunately so much more powerful than the acts of Tzadikim. Says the Gemara, as they were getting HaKadosh Baruch Hu to destroy the Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah, Nofuk Garaya the Nurim Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, a flyer emanated from the Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. Omay Novel Yisrael, the Novi says to Klal Yisrael, Hainu Yitzra Avodah Zarah. That a cub on fire, a lion cub on fire, is the Yetzer of Avodah Zarah. But how did the Katafsilei, as they grabbed that lion, Ishtamet Benisiminei, a hair came off of it. And I saw the Mefarshim explain, beautiful Pshat. The Gemara here is teaching us, they explain, that a Yetzahara is really no more than just a hair. Just what happens is that a person, by getting caught up with the Yetzahara keeps on growing thicker and thicker. But really, all the Yetzahara is no more than just a small hair. And as this hair was pulled, for Ozakale Ba'abame Parse, the sound of the scream as this hair was pulled out traveled a huge distance. Amru, so they said, Hey Chinavid, exactly what should we do at this point? Dilma Mishmaim Rachmele, if this lion will continue crying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu perhaps will have Rachmonis on this lion. Rather, Amlan Navi. So the Navi gave them a piece of advice. He said, "Shdua bedudu da avra, put it into a lead pit, the kasya ba avra, and then cover that pit with a lead cover. The shayif koile, because it could absorb the sound, and like that, a voice won't travel." The ksiv, as the pasuk indeed says in Zechariah, "V'yomer zois harisha." This is the Yetzara. He was thrown into the Eifa, and it was covered by lead that its voice should not be heard. Amri, so the people of the Anshei Knesset Sagdoila said, since we see now it's an Eis Rotzen, the boy Rachme Yitzra Davera will also daven Takarish Baruch Hu to destroy the Yetzahara of Gilui Arayis. Boy Rachme, indeed they davened, and Imsabi Yadayu, and that Yetzahara was also given to them. Chavshua Tlasa Yami, and they tied up that Yetzahara for 3 days. After 3 days, says the Gemara, Iboy Bey Sebastian Lechayla, they needed a fresh egg for sick individual, Vlo Yashkichu. Because this Yetzahara was destroyed, there was no longer any heat emanating from animals. And therefore, the animals cannot hatch the eggs. And as the Mefarshim say, the eggs which were previously there were hatched. But the egg that was 3 days, it was already the third day. So there were no eggs already from 3 days. And therefore, those eggs, no eggs could even be hatched. Because of that, Amru, they said, Hey Chinevet, exactly what should we do at this point? Nebai Palga, should we daven that the Yetzahara of Gilui Arayis should not be completely destroyed? That isn't going to work. because Palgam Rahakia Layavi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do things in half. Either he does it or he doesn't do it. Kechlin Aleine, but what they did accomplish was that they blinded the eyes of that Yetzer Hara, and what it accomplished was Ahani Bei Delay Ignish Igre V'Krevasei. It accomplished that much that and no longer has the ability that people don't have a Yetzer Hara for their relatives. And so Rashi says that a person doesn't have a Yetzer Hara for his mother, for his sister, etc. But I saw a tshuva from the Igros Moshe that actually there was never a Yetzer Hara for his mother. What our Gemara is teaching us is that even the Yetzer Hara that there used to perhaps be for somebody to have relations with his sister no longer exist. And in fact, Rav Moshe uses this concept to discuss a very interesting question. We know the halacha is that gerish nizgayir kikotin shenoy ladami. A child, a ger that's born is considered, the ger that becomes a ger is considered as if he is a completely newborn individual, and all of his previous relatives aren't considered halachically his relatives. And the question that comes up, says Rav Moshe, is would somebody be allowed to have be misyachid? Could a ger be misyachid with his sister? Could a ger be misyachid with his mother? The question being that we know that yichud is mutter with a mother, even on a permanent basis. Yichud is mutter with a sister on a temporary basis, but it has to be a mother or a sister. But if we know the halacha is the gershon is gayer kikotin shenoy ladami, so she's not your mother, she's not your sister, and therefore perhaps yichud should be usher. So Moshe says, based on our Gemara, that the Gemara is saying that they took away that the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila were able to accomplish that the Yetzer Hara for relatives, for close relatives, was taken away, is a biological fact. And therefore, even a sister or a mother who aren't halachically a sister or a mother because of Gershon Zgayer, Kekotin Shenoy Ladami, are considered enough, are still a biological mother, and are still a biological sister, and the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila were able to accomplish that there should be no Yetzer Hara with such individuals. Says the Gemara, Amar Bihud Amar Rav, Masa B'Nachris Achris, there was a story with a Nachris, Shaisa Chayla B'Yaisa, who was very ill. Amra, and she said, regarding herself, Im tamari hi isha mecholya, if I will get better, telech v'tavid l'chol avodah zarah sheba'olam, I will go worship every avodah zarah in the world. Amda, so she got up, and she got better, v'avdal l'chol avodah zarah sheba'olam, and she did, worshipped every avodah zarah in the world. Kimin shigia l'par, when she got to par, she'ala l'kaimim, she asked the priest, b'ma ovdim, Lazu, how is this Avodah Zarah worshipped? Armaloi Eichlan Tardin v'shoys and Sheikha, you eat beets and you drink beer, which cause a person to need to go to the bathroom. Matrizim for now, and then they defecate in front of that Avodah Zarah. Amra, so she said, Mutav, Shetachsai Isha L'cholya, I would be prepared rather to be ill, V'loi Savar Avodah Zarah B'kach, rather than to worship an Avodah Zarah that way. Says the Gemara, Atem b'nei Yisrael enum kein. Says Rabbi Yehuda, Klal Yisrael are not that way. Rather, the pasuk says, Hanitzmodim lebal par. The pasuk says regarding Klal Yisrael that they were nitzmodim to lebal par. What does nitzmodim lebal par mean? Ketsomit pasul, like something fastened tightly on top. V'atem advekim Hashem lekechem. Kishdei tmorois hadvekazu bezu, like 2 dates that are stuck together. So Pash Pshat, and this is the way Rashi explains the Gemara, what the Gemara is teaching us is that their connection to the Avodah Zarah, unfortunately, was a lot deeper than their connection to Hashem. To the Avodah Zarah, they were Nitzmodim, and to the Yet and to Hashem, they were only Dveikim. However, points out the Chasam Sofer, it isn't that terrible, because the Chasam Sofer says that dates are sticky, they're greasy. And what happens, says the Chasam Sofer, is that what the Gemara is teaching us is that even though that they were somewhat connected to the Yetzirah, they were connected, they were, the Gemara is saying that their relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was temporary and tenuous, but it still was something that stuck to them. However, again, this is Posh Pshat Gemara, this is Rashi's Pshat Gemara, but Masnis and Tana, the, what do you call it, in a Brice it says, Hanitzmodim Labal Pa'or, Kitzomer Alidei Isha, the relationship to Pa'or was only like a bracelet on the hand of a woman, which is not that tight on the woman's hand. However, V'atam Advekim Hashem Alakechem, Tevukim Mamish, this, the Braisa has their relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a much closer relationship as their relationship with the Avodah Zarah. In fact, I saw a beautiful vart from the Kedushas Tzion. The Kedushas Tzion says that here we're seeing that the relationship of a husband of a, is the Gemara says, is not that strong. Hanitzmodim Labal Pa'or is, the Gemara is saying, according to the Braisa, is an example of a weak relationship. Kabal Pa'or. That's why he says a boy, when he becomes a bar mitzvah, is not called a bal mitzvah. Rather, he says a boy, when he becomes bar mitzvah, is called a bar mitzvah. A bal mitzvah, our Gemara says that the relationship of a bal is a weak relationship. We want it to be a much deeper and stronger relationship. And that's why he's called a bar mitzvah, not a bal mitzvah. Tanur Rabbanan, says the Gemara, Masa b'Savata ba'Olus. There was a story with Savata ben Olus, Shehiska chamoril nachus achrus. He was a donkey driver, and he had agreed to chauffeur a woman. Kivin shegila par, when she got to par, Amar loy, she said to him, Hamtan li at shekanes v'etzei, wait for me to go in and worship the Avodah Zarah. After she came out, Armalai, she said to him, he said to her, Atamtini, you two should wait for me, Achakarnas Ve'etse, until I am able to go in. Armalai, so she said to him, V'lo Yehudi Ata, are you not a Jew? Armalai, so he said to my Ichbislav, what does it bother you if I go into the base of a Dezara? Nichnas, so he went in, Par Befonov, and he defecated in front of the Avodah Zarah, the kinech bechaytmai, and he wiped himself on the nose of the Avodah Zarah. Vayimishar se Avodah Zarah mekansel loyvaymrim, and they praised him by saying, Ma'olam loyhay adam shav dezarah bekach. No one ever worshipped Avodah Zarah so well. He thought that he's doing something to embarrass the Avodah Zarah, but actually that's the way the Avodah Zarah was worshipped. And indeed, says the Gemara, the Mishnah says, Hapoyer Atzmi Labal Pa'or, if somebody defecates in front of the Avodah Zarah Pa'or, Hareza Avodasoy, that is the way that Avodah Zarah is worshipped. Says the Gemara, Afal Gavda Mechavin Levuzay, even if his intention is to degrade the Avodah Zarah, that is still considered that he did the Avodah Zarah. Says Tosfos, it's only considered an Aveira if he worshipped the Avodah Zarah by defecating in front of it, even though he thinks that he's embarrassing it, this Avodah Zarah is worshipped that way. However, says Tosfos, that if his entire intent is not in any way to worship the Avodah Zarah, his entire intent is just to be mevaza, to humiliate Avodah Zarah with no worship intent at all, certainly he will not be chayiv. And Tosfos brings a gevaldig raya, because Tosfos says we learned in our perek the machloikis of Abaye v'Rava, if somebody is oivet Avodah Zarah mi'ahava u'miyira, is he considered an oivet Avodah Zarah? And the opinion of Rava was that that's not considered an oivet Avodah Zarah. Says Tosfos, if somebody worships an Avodah Zarah, may have a Meira, he's not considered an Avodah Zarah. Certainly, if somebody intends specifically to embarrass the Avodah Zarah, it's not considered an Avodah Zarah. There are Rishonim that certainly agree with Tosfos, they will not be in the full-fledged category of an Avodah Zarah, but do want to suggest that he will, that it's certainly an act that's awesome. I saw the Mefarshim discuss, we need to understand, how does it come that somebody worships an Avodah Zarah in such a degrading manner, defecating in front of it? We're going to speak in a moment about the Makulas, where they threw stones at it. So the Chiddush Harim says a pshat, that the only item, the only object that can be embarrassed is an object that has some sort of significance. Something that's insignificant can't be embarrassed. It's nothing. So therefore, says the Chiddush Harim, by showing this lack of respect to the Avodah Zarah, the person is making a statement that it is something. Because were it nothing, why are you busy with it? And that's the worship of the Avodah Zarah. But I saw a different pshat from Chaim Shmulevitz. Now, Chaim Shmulevitz says that what is this Avodah Zarah? He says the Avodah Zarah is to show that there are no rules. To break, it's a breakdown of society. Certainly, defecating in front of something and throwing stones at it is a highly, it's a real act of embarrassment, of humility. Somebody acting this way is actually showing that nothing is important. Everything is insignificant, and that the breakdown of society is the biggest Avodah Zarah. And in fact, I saw a word from the Lubavitch Rebbe in the Likutei Sichas. The Lubavitch Rebbe says, the Pasuk says in Sefer Yeshua, Avoin ha-par, ashlo hitaranu mimenu ad ha-yom hazeh. The Pasuk says that we still have the Avera Pa'or amongst us. And if we think about it, says the Lubavitch Rebbe, do we know anybody that worships the Pa'or nowadays, that this type of Avodah Zarah still exists? He says, yes. This concept of no respect, of a breakdown of society, unfortunately still exists amongst us, that type of act. And that, he says, is what our Gemara considers the biggest Avodah Zarah. Says the Gemara, continues the Gemara, Hazarik Evan Lamakulas, if somebody throws an Evan to the Makulas, says the Gemara, Harezu Avodasai, that is the way the Makulas was worshipped, says the Gemara. Afgav b'mechavin l'megergmei. Even though, again, the person has a mind of throwing stones at it, that's the way this Avodah Zarah was worshipped, says the Gemara. Menashe avka ozel beit terasa. Menashe was going to beit terasa. Armeloi Avodah Zarah he the kaihacha. There's an Avodah Zarah here. Shokel pisa shadabei. He took a piece of earth and threw it at it. Armeloi makulasi. And they said to him, "This is the makulas." Amlu. So he said to him, "Azayuk evaklima," and that's why perhaps you worshipped Avodah Zarah. So he said to them, "I didn't do anything wrong, because the Mishnah says Hazayuk evaklima kulas tanan." Somebody throws a stone in front of the makulas. I didn't throw a stone in front of the makulas. I threw a stone at the makulas. Also shavim medrasha. So they went and they asked the shayla the Beis Medrash, is this considered Avod Makulus or not? Armalai, and they responded, Hazayat Evik Bir Makulus Tanan. The Mishnah says, even if you throw a stone at the Avodah Zarah, it's considered you worship the Avodah Zarah. Avgav de Mechavel Mirgame. Even if your intent was to stone the Avodah Zarah, it's considered that you worship the Avodah Zarah. Amrlu, so once he recognized that he did the wrong thing, he suggested, Ezel Ashkelai, I'll take that piece of earth off. Amrlai, so they said to him, don't do that, because the halacha is Echra Noitloi, Fechra Nois Nechayiv. Whether you put the stone on, or the earth on, or whether you take it off, the halacha is that you chayiv, because kol chad v'chad rafcha l'chveret shavik. By taking off the stone, you make room for the next piece of stone to be put there. So that's Pashpasha in the Gemara. The taking off the stone is considered Ovid Avodah Zarah, because you're making room for the next piece of stone to be put there. The Chazon Ish says different pshat. He says that That was the avoda. Just like part of the worship was putting on stones, part of the worship was also removing the stones. The Mishnah, the pasuk says, "Umezaracha leisitein lahavel melech." There's a worship of melech, and the pasuk says you're not allowed to worship. There's a chiv skila for melech. So our Mishnah and our Gemara Mitzvah will go on to discuss how was the melech worshipped. Says the Mishnah, "Noisim mezarul melech." If somebody gives a child to the melech, and a chayiv, he's not chayiv achshim sul melech until he gives over the child to the priest of the melech. There's a machlokes rishonim, exactly how it went. Did they give it to, did he first bring the child there and then hand him over to the priest? Or, and then the priest completed the whatever service? Or did the priest give it back to the father who brought the child? There is a raya in the rishonim that it was the priest that completed the service. Because as we're going, as we learned, and we're going to learn, the halacha is one is not chay misa unless he gets asra, and the asra has to be asra that for sure he's going to do the avera. If the child has to be returned to the parent, then whenever they give the child to the priest, there's always a chance that when the priest gives it back to him, he won't complete doing what the priest expected, that to complete the avoda. So how would it ever be chayiv? It must be that he's not, it's not that once he's given to the priest finishes the avoda by himself. Furthermore, after it's, the next step is the yaver be'esh, that he passes through the fire. The yaver be'esh, he passes through the fire. Here too, we have a very big machlokes rishonim. What exactly happened when he went through? Did the child pass through the fire, but he wasn't actually burnt? Or did the child get, or was the, as part of the process, the child actually had to get burnt? Says the Gemara, Masa l'moylech, if the child was given over to the moylech, however, v'lo hevav eish, but he wasn't passed through the fire, or hevav eish, or if he was passed through in fire, but he wasn't given over to the priest, ain't a chayiv, he's not chayiv until achiyem slamoilach, until he's actually given over v'yava be'esh, and he goes through, and he actually goes through the fire. So now our Gemara begins a discussion: is moilach a form of avodah zarah, or is moilach a separate type of worship? Says the Gemara, k'tani avodah zarah. We've learned Mishnayis that teach us the halachas of Avodah Zarah. V'ktani Moilech, and we've learned Mishnayis that teaches us the halacha of Moilech, to teach us Amrav Oven, Tana Command Amr, Tanan, the Mishnayis and our Perek obviously follow the opinion. Tanan, the Mishnayis and our Perek follow the Manda Amr, the Moilech lav Avodah Zarah. The Moilech is not Avodah Zarah, and therefore it's two separate worships. What is the nafka mina? Explain the mefarshim if moilech is avodah zarah or not. So Rashi says the nafka mina will be that if somebody was zoveach or did haktara in front of a moilech, if we're going to say that moilech is a form of avodah zarah, then he'll be chayiv. If on the other hand we'll say that moilech is not a form of avodah zarah, then he won't be chayiv. Or, what would be the halacha if somebody passes his child in front of, does this entire act that we worship, that we're now describing, in front of another avodah zarah that's not moilech? If we say that moilech is an avodah zarah, so from moilech we learn that this is a way of worshipping an avodah zarah. If, however, we say that moilech is not an avodah zarah, then this is not a form of worship, and he won't be chayiv. Another nafkamina would be We know for Avodah Zorah, the halacha is Yehorig Valyaver. A person has to be ready to give up his life. The question is, does a person have to be ready to give up his life in order not to worship Moloch? If it's a form of Avodah Zorah, then the halacha is that he has to be ready to give up his life. If, on the other hand, it's not a form of Avodah Zorah, then he doesn't have to be ready to give up his life. Another nafkamina the Michas Chinuch suggests is, why would be the halacha regarding a ben noyach? As we learned, a ben noyach is osur in Avodah Zorah. Is a ben noyach osur in Moloch or not? One more nafkamina is that in halacha there's a concept of mumer, and the worst type of mumer is somebody who's a mumer l'avodah zarah. If somebody worshipped the Moloch, Rachmana Litzlan, is he considered a mumer l'avodah zarah? So the Gemara actually says this question, if Moloch is or isn't a form of avodah zarah, is actually machlokes in a braisa. The Tanya, if somebody gives his child to Moloch or any other type of Avodah Zarah, chayiv. So clearly from this time, his opinion is that Moloch is a form of Avodah Zarah. However, Rabbi Lezer Reb Shimon's opinion is, l'moloch chayiv, if Chas V'Shalom gave his child to the Moloch, he's chayiv, shloi l'moloch pater. Clearly he sees that it's not a Moloch is not considered a form of Avodah Zarah. Amar Baya, Rav Elazar of Shimon, Rav Chanina ben Tignes, Amar Devar Achad. Both Rav Elazar of Shimon and Chanina ben Tignes are of the opinion that Moloch is not a form of Avodah Zarah. Rav Elazar of Shimon is the opinion Hoda Moran that we just learned. Rav Chanina ben Tignes, the Tanan, the Tanya, Rav Chanina ben Tignes Omer, the name of Tafs the Torah Loshem Moloch. Why did the Torah use the word Moloch? To teach us what does Moloch signify? Says the Gemara, Kol Shem Lichu Aleihem. Anything that they accepted as a ruler. And as the Rishonim explained, they accepted as a ruler, but not as an Avodah Zarah. And therefore, according to Rav Chanina ben Tignes, if somebody accepts upon himself, Rachmana Litzlan, Afilu, Kisei, a field straw, a field kaisim, a pebble or a twig as a ruler, that also is considered Moloch. Ask the Gemara, is there any nafkamina between the opinion of Elazar of Shimon and Chanina ben Tignes? Suggests Rava, Moloch harai ikabenayu. According to Chanina ben Tignes, as we just learned, anything that one accepts upon himself as Moloch is Moloch. However, according to Rabbi Elazar of Shimon, Moloch may not be an Avodah Zarah, but it has to be something that the person clearly accepted upon himself as what he will worship. Says the Gemara. Omar Rabbi Yanai, Ein Chayiv, one is not Chayiv for worshipping Moloch, Achim Seren, as we learned in the Mishnah, L'mishar Se Avodah Zarah, until he gives over the child to the priest. Shenemar umizaracha loisitein lahav lemoilch. Tanya nami hachi yochel hever vloimosar. If he passed the child without having first had the child pass through, without first having given the child to the priest, yechayiv tamloim loisitein. You have to give over the child to the priest that it should be considered the act of moilch. On the other hand, mosle moilch vloihever. If the child was given to the priest, but he didn't pass through the fire. On the other hand, yochel yechayiv tamloim lahav. You have to have both acts. Mos v'hever. If he gave it to the priest and it was passed through the fire, however, was shloim lemoilch, not for the sake of moilch, yochel yechayiv. You would think that that's considered moilch. Tamloim lemoilch. It has to be with the intent for the moilch. Mos v'hever lemoilch. Vloy be'esh, but didn't pass through the fire. Yochel yechayiv. Says the Gemara, Nemekan lahavir. In this parasha, the Torah uses the words lahavir. V'nem lahalon lo yimotze b'chav ma'avir b'noy ubitoy be'esh. Ma lahalon is be'esh. For it to be considered an act of moilach, it has to be in fire. Afkan, moilach is only be'esh. Ma'akan moilach, af lahalon moilach. Continues the Gemara. Omer of Achavarei d'Rava. Says of Achavarei d'Rava, Hevel kozaroi. If somebody passed through all of his children, the halacha is his potter. Shnema mizaracha, some of your children, v'loy kozaracha, not all of your children. So I saw many explanations in the Mefarshim, why does it make a difference if some of your children or all of the children. The Smag says an interesting pshat. The Smag says that somebody who has all of his children go to the Moilich is a person who is such a horrible Rasha that just giving him the punishment of death is not enough. Such a person deserves a lot more of a punishment. And therefore the Gemara says that such a person doesn't just get the opportunity to be killed, he's much worse than that. And in fact, the Mashah, based on this Smag, says now we can understand that the halacha is, now we can understand that the halacha is that somebody who ain't unshim and adin. The Gemara says it many times that we don't give a punishment just based on a kavachomer. Why not? Because we see from our Gemara that sometimes to get a punishment is also a schus, and sometimes a person is so terrible that he isn't deserving just to be able to get off the hook, so to speak, with a punishment. And therefore, ain't unshim and adin. Another pshat that the Chinuch says is that the reason why somebody who gives a child to the Moilach is considered, why somebody gives all of the children to the Moilach is not considered that he worshipped the Moilach. He says a very interesting pshat. He says, why indeed or how indeed did they get people, normal people, to pass their children through a fire? Even according to the Rishonim, that the child didn't necessarily get burned. It's certainly not something somebody wants to do to his child. The answer is, they told him that if you'll do this for this child, your other children will see great success. So that's only if he's going to have other children left over. But if he's taking all of his children to the Moilach, so why is he doing such a crazy thing? There's not going to have any children left for to have this kind of success. Another explanation I saw, the Maral suggests, is because just like we see regarding Truma, it's not considered that one gave Truma unless he took off, he leaves something over. Here too, when we're discussing about giving something to a child, the halacha is that we're giving something, there has to be something left over. If we're giving everything away, that isn't considered Truma, that isn't considered Moilach. So ask Taisvis, if somebody gives all of his children, it's not considered Moilach. So how, ask Taisvis, if so, once the father took the first child from Moilach, how will he be Chayiv? Maybe he's going to end up taking all of his children. And our Gemara says that if you take all the children to Moilach, it's not considered that you did an act of Moilach. So Taisvis says, we're referring to a situation where he only has one child. Or, it's referring to a situation where he took all of his children at one time. That's how Taisvis explains. The Kesef Mishnah says that he's Chayiv right away because we're not concerned. And the question is, why are we not concerned? And really the question is a deeper question. Why is it considered Asra Safik? When we give this person Asra, what you're doing is Moilach, it should be a situation that maybe it won't end up being Moilach because he may end up taking all of his children. So Mechatz Chinuch says it's not considered a Hasra Safik. He answers both questions because he says there's nobody that's going to take all of his children to the Moilach. There's no such individual in the world, and that's why it's not considered a Hasra Safik. Another teretz that I saw, right, so Rabbi Yosef says this teretz, is that it's only considered a Hasra Safik when we're not sure if you're going to or not going to do the act. But in a situation where we're certain, as an Al Gemara, that you're going to do the act, the only question is there may be a technicality that will get you off the hook if somebody ends up taking all of his children to the Moilach. That isn't considered a situation of Asra Safik. By Rav Ashi, Hevira Sumamahu, if somebody took a child who's blind, is that considered Moilach or not? Because the question is, the Mefarshim explained, maybe it's only considered Mavir, somebody who could have gone by himself and you took him through. But this child who's blind could have never have gone by himself. Yoshimahu. And the same question comes up if the child is sleeping. continues the Gemara, ben benoy uben bitimahu. What is the halacha regarding grandchildren? Says the Gemara, tifshad miyichada. One question can be answered. The Tanya, ki mizaroi nosl malach. Ask the Gemara, maya tamaloyma, what does the pasuk have to say it? The fish then, because the pasuk says, leimatz b'cho ma'av benoy ubitay be'eish, enli benoy ubitay. So I only know that this pasuk is referring to one's children. Ben benoy ben bitay minayim, how do we know that the same din applies to grandchildren? Tamaloyma besitoy mizaroi. Any child. And the Gemara explains it. Tana pasuk mizaroi. The person began with the pasuk mizaroi. The solik besitoy mizaroi. The pasuk isn't, the Tana of the Braisa is not speaking about the same pasuk throughout. Answers the Gemara. Drasha achrinahu. The pasuk has come to teach us another drasha. Zaroi. If I would have only had the word zaroi, I would think only el zaro kasha, children of good yichus. Zara pasimanayin. I don't know that this didn't even apply to children of poor yichus. Tamleim besitoi mizaroi. Any children, even children of poor yichus. So I saw that the Mechas Chinuch says we just learned in the previous piece of Gemara that the halacha is that if somebody takes all of his children to the Moilach, it's not considered that he worshipped the Moilach. Now that the Gemara also taught us, says the Mechas Chinuch, that it's not only one's children that's considered worshipping Moilach, but it's also grandchildren. So if somebody will have ended up taking, Rachmana Litzlan, all of his children to the Moilach, but he didn't take all of his grandchildren, our Gemara now taught us that grandchildren are included in the mix. And therefore, it will still be considered that he worshipped Moilach, that he should be Mechuyiv Misa. Continues the Gemara. Amr Yehuda, Ein Echayiv, Atchi Yavirena Derech Havara. Until he takes the child through in the normal fashion. Heichidami, exactly how was it done? Amr Abaya, Shirga de Livni B'mitzi. There was a column, a brick set up in the center. Nurimahai Gisa, with fire on one side of the bricks and fire on the other side of the bricks, and that's how they passed through. Rav Amar b'meshvar sa depuraya. The way it was done was that they would leap over the fire, which was the minig that they used to do these type of leaps around Purim time, and that's why leaping is called Mishavaris of the Puraya. Another pshat I saw is that they used to make an effigy of Haman and burn it. And here too they were burning. That's why it's called Mishavaris of the Puraya. Tanya Kavasta Rava, Enechayev Ad Shevirena Derech Havara. It's not considered Moilach until he walks through Moilach. Havira Beregel, if he passed through Beregel, that means if the one carrying the child walked on foot, not leaping, his potter. So clearly this brisa seems to indicate that the way Moilach was worshipped was by leaping, and therefore walking is not considered Moilach. Continued the brisa, V'enechayev el al yoytzi yireichai. His only chayev for his offspring. Okay, so what does that mean? But no, bita chayev. If he takes his children, he's chayiv. However, ovev v'imoy ochev achoysoy, as Rishonim explained, even though they're extremely close relatives, potter. Hever atzmoy. What happens if somebody took himself through the moilach? Potter. Rav Lazar of Shimon, mechayiv, say that he's chayiv. Echad lemoilach, says the Gemara, going back to the discussion that we had at the beginning of the sugya, echel moilach echel shar avodah zara chayiv. It makes no difference if you did this for any avodah zara, because this opinion, obviously, this tana is of the opinion that moilach is just a form of avodah zara. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, on the other hand, holds the moilach chayiv shloi lemoilach potter, because he holds the moilach is not avodah zara, and therefore one has nothing to do with the other. Amu ula, my tama, Rabbi Lazar of Shimon. What's the reason for Rabbi Lazar Shimon's psak that if somebody passes himself through, it's considered that he worshipped the Moilach? Says the Gemara, because the pasuk says, "Amakra loymatza b'cha, b'cha ba'atzmacha." Somebody could worship the Moilach by he himself passing through. Ask the Gemara, The Rabbanan lo darshu b'cha. The Rabbanan not subscribe to explaining the word b'cha. For Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Mishnah Masechta B'Metzia. Avidas Avedas Aviv. Somebody lost his own object, and his father lost an object. Which object should a person try to retrieve first? So says the Mishnah, the Aloch is Shaloi Kodemus. He should try to retrieve his own object first. V'minan, and we explain my tamu, what's the reason? Amr Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda said, Amakra, Efes, Kiloyeh Becha, Evyon. The Pasuk says, Shaloi Kodemus, the Shal Kaladim. His comes first. So you see, Becha means he himself. Answers the Gemara, they don't learn from the word Becha, they learn from the word Efes. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Shloisha Krisis B'Avayda Zara Lama. Why does the Torah use the word Tzei Karis three times regarding somebody Rechman al Tzlan worshipping Avayda Zara? Says the Gemara, Achas is for Kedarka, where he worship, where that's the normal way the Avayda Zara is worshipped. Achas, one is for a situation L'Shloi Kedarka, where it's not the normal way that the Avayda Zara is worshipped. And the third pasuk is for the situation for Moilach. This Tana obviously is of the opinion that Moilach is not a form of Avodah Zarah, and therefore it requires its own pasuk. Ask the Gemara, will Amanda Omer, according to the Amanda Omer, that holds that Moilach is a form of Avodah Zarah, Moilach Avodah Zarah, he Karis by Moilach Lamali, why do we have to have the Torah mention Karis specifically by Moilach? Answer the Gemara, it comes to teach us that if somebody takes his child not in the normal fashion, it's still considered that he worshipped Moilach. Ask the Gemara, there's a Machloikis in the beginning of Masechta Krisis. Is Megadev a form of Avodah Zarah? Or is Megadev referring to Birkas Hashem? Ask the Gemara. Well, Amanda Omer, according to the Amanda Omer that holds, the Megadev Avodah Zarah, he, why, Karis Megadev Lomeli, why does the Torah have to single out that there's a Chiyiv Karis by Megadev? Answers the Gemara, he Karis L'Katanya, as we learned in the Braisa, he Karis Tikaris, he Karis by Olam Hazeh, Tikaris, if somebody worships Avodah Zarah, if somebody does this Avera, he'll not only be cut off in this world. Cut off in this world means that he dies Rachman Slan young. He'll be cut off La'ilam Haba. That means he won't get off at Chiyas HaMesim. Amlai Rishmal, Seder Rishmal, V'aloi Kfa Nema V'Nechrasa. There's a third time that the Torah uses the word V'Nechrasa. Now the question is, why do we need the word Karis three times? V'chi Shloisha Lomim Yesh, other than three worlds. El V'Nechrasa, Ba'ilam Hazeh. He Karis La'ilam Haba. And what do we say? Tikares, Dibra Torah Kolosh Bnei Adam. Tikares comes to teach us Dibra Torah Kolosh Bnei Adam. I actually saw a very interesting machlokes rishonim. When do we say Dibra Torah Kolosh Bnei Adam? When don't we? Some rishonim say that there are opinions that we always say Dibra Torah Kolosh Bnei Adam. There's another opinion that says that it matters. If we have another drasha, then we won't say Dibra Torah Kolosh Bnei Adam. But if there is no other way of explaining the pasuk, then we'll say Dibra Torah Kolosh Bnei Adam.